And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, the Board Game Man, and this is your news for the week of May 16th, 2022. Tons of news and tons of Kickstarters, so I'm going to try to get through this breezily, I guess, about as breezy as I possibly can. So I may kind of make the Kickstarters a little bit quicker as far as just kind of mentioning them, and you can kind of check the links in the show notes. First up, we've got some cool news from Asmodee this week. They've announced a new studio that'll be more appropriate for creating games or porting them and making them more accessible for people with cognitive disabilities. This studio is called Access Plus Studio. And it's the intent of it is for gamers or people with disabilities, their families, caregivers, and bringing these games to even more of a kind of a wider audience. Now, Asmodee CEO Stefan Carville stated in a release, we believe board games are universal. By starting to adapt some of our more popular titles to fit the needs of all, we can strive to make board games as inclusive and accessible as possible. Their first three games are going to be released will be Spot It Access Plus, Cortex Access Plus, and Timeline Access Plus. These are going to be released overseas, I think later this year. It's France, Belgium, and Canada later this year. I guess over here in Canada this year. And then next year, pretty much everywhere else. It's pretty cool. Their Access Plus titles, as they say on their site, are ideal games for medical practitioners, schools, and caregivers who have people with special needs, including cognitive disabilities, under their care. They're going to feature these games are going to have bigger, thicker, and easy to hold cards, adapted rules, different difficulty options, and a quote-unquote single-player version to promote patient autonomy. Each game comes with a booklet representing or presenting the benefits of playing the game according to scientific experts. So pretty cool to see Asmodee kind of investing in this to kind of bring it to the masses, bringing more games to the masses and bringing more fun out there. Next up, another interesting thing. Eric Martin on BGG put up a pretty cool press release from Korean publisher Mando Games. They're going to be releasing Point Salad with a Pokemon theme kind of or skin basically on it. Now, Point Salad is a really cool card game, kind of where you're either kind of taking cards of basically salad ingredients, or you're taking the other side of each one of these cards on the other side has a kind of a scoring option. And some of them kind of double up or triple up basically when you draft more of these. So you're either taking kind of a scoring option or cards of a certain type. And then at the end of the game, when you see what your tableau looks like, you add up the points. So this would be cool to have a kind of Pokemon theme version on top of it. So, but the weird thing is, so being that this is a Point Salad Eevee edition, with rights and IP issues, I'm not sure if this will ever get over here because I think it'll be real fun to try and get your hands on because, like I said, Point Salad is a great game and Pokemon is real popular with people, even like me, who have played very little of card game Pokemon, but a ton of Pokemon Go. So there's kind of a huge crossover to, I think, people that will like this particular title. So again, Point Salad is a great game to play with the family and pretty much anyone, easy to get into, replayable, blah, blah, blah. Just such a really solid game that I think everybody should check out anyway. But I'm really looking forward to checking this one. Hopefully I can get my hands on a copy of this one because I think this would be a fun one to play. So we got a pair of releases now from Pegasus Spiel. First, I want to talk about Animotion. Now, this is a kind of a party game or family party game, a 20-minute game for 3 to 8 players, very, very light game. So it's interesting because what you're going to be doing is kind of pantomiming or miming out different things. So there's going to be cards with kind of animals and then also with expression cards on them. So on a turn, you're going to play or a player is going to roll 2 dice in secret, looking at the cards, matching the numbers rolled, and then you can imitate this particular combination the best you can. Are you going to have, as they say, a shy mosquito, an attentive walrus, or an amorous octopus? So it'll be a pretty cool looking game. I think it should, again, be out to the masses. That should be out this year. It'll be about $20. It re-implements another kind of older game out there, and I can't remember what the name of the game was. I think it was called Animal Suspect is what the another game is, but the new one will be and emotion. The other game they're bringing is called Fife. That's a little bit more, it's going to be more of a kind of a, I wouldn't say heavier, but kind of a light to heavier weight game. And what's cool about this one is you're kind of, it's a tile placement kind of game where you're kind of grabbing some chits and you're placing them in your tableau. And depending on which chits you put in rows and columns, they're kind of circle chits with numbers and different parts of them. And then you're going to be getting kind of a scoring chit that'll go in the top or the side of the column. And then even, I think even a diagonal. So as you're kind of placing these chits, once you fill up a row or column, then you'll be able to score based on the scoring tile that you have on the outside. So again, not necessarily harder, but a little bit more strategy involved to that, to this one, but it does look pretty cool to check out. Again, this one should be good. It's called Fife. It'll be out later this summer or fall, but probably, again, I'm going to say this a million times again, probably Gen Con for about $50. So we also have yet another Ticket to Ride release. This is Ticket to Ride San Francisco. This is supposed to be a quick playing, lightweight. It'll be out this summer. It's going to first going to be out in Target and then pretty much everywhere else about a month later. They say this one's going to be, man, they claim 10 to 15 minutes. I'd say probably maybe 20 to 30 if you're lucky. This'll be about $25 too. So it's quick playing. Like most Ticket to Ride games, you're going to grab cards or destinations and then play cards to grab the routes and connect to some souvenir locations. And then once you get down to two cards or once somebody gets down to two cars to put on a board, you know, you start the game with 20, then the game ends or last round. Again, familiar gameplay with a little bit of a twist. And I'm guessing it's going to be shorter because as you're putting out routes, you're only putting out 20. I think the regular game has 40 or 45 that you're putting out there, but you're only putting out 20 total to of the cars, of the cable cars and such. So a little bit of a twist on the game, but it's supposed to be very, very quick playing. I'd really love to hear once it does come out if anybody has actually been able to play this one or if it commonly is played in 10 to 15 minutes without trying to break the sound barrier while you're playing, if it's very casually playing in 10 to 15 minutes. But I'm going to guess it's probably going to be a 30 to 45 minute quick play-in Ticket to Ride. Again, that's Ticket to Ride San Francisco for about $25 later this summer. Getting a little heavier now, we're going to go to Osprey Games is releasing Crescent Moon. This one will be out in June. It'll be $90. This is a heavier weight Euro that's going to play in about 2 to 3 hours. This has some hand management, some variable player powers, modular board set up. It does look like a pretty solid game. It's an area control game to say for 4 to 5 players. I didn't realize it only played in 4 or 5 players. That's an interesting player count. A lot of times when games are played with, have to play like 3 or 4 or 3 to 5, it limits to who you're playing. But this is interesting that it's only 4 to 5 players. You take the role of 1 of 5 radically asymmetric characters, each with their own objectives to fulfill, unique actions to utilize, and game-changing special powers to employ. Then you're going to have variable player powers. You're going to have some, at least some area control and some tableau building. Looks pretty cool. Be interesting to check this one out again. Osprey Games, a little bit heavier. I do love my heavier weight Euros. A little bit lighter now is from Z-Man Games. They're releasing a Radis Big Box. Now, Radis is a pretty cool game. This is a kind of light, medium weight Euro that uses area control and some card play. It takes place in the Dark Ages during the Black Plague. Players are trying to hold off the disease, and they do that by getting help from farmers, magicians, knights, nobles, blah, blah, blah. But nothing helps completely because the rats just keep coming. And then once the rats subside towards the end of the game, then you see what's left and you get there. So there's going to be 3 expansions that were made that are going to be in this big box. This will be out later this fall, and there's going to be some bonus cards in there as well. This one will be about $70. And thank God, another expansion for Sagrada, because I can't get enough Sagrada. So there's another Sagrada expansion coming out, Sagrada Glory. This one will be a Gen Con release. I believe it'll probably be about $15 to $20. It's maybe one you're going to have to run to the Floodgate Games booth to get, because it'll probably sell out pretty quick, because Sagrada is just great. This is another one of them modular expansions, so you add what you want or what you don't want. You don't have to add in there as well. So they say Sagrada Glory introduces new options to test your artisanal skills. All new Strife dice are now available in addition to the drafting pool with restrictions on their placement. Be the first to achieve new objectives with Pioneer cards and be rewarded for your unique style in a private objectives in Flourish module. So very cool there. Again, this one will be out probably around Gen Con. I believe they say it's a Gen Con release for around $20. Next up, Restoration Games this week was a huge release about Unmatched Jurassic Park, Dr. Settler versus T-Rex. This is a standalone, kind of smaller expansion for $30. Now, the real reason this one rocks, because along with Ellie Sattler, you're going to get a Dr. Ian Malcolm sidekick token, but you can upgrade this token or your order for $10 to get the Malcolm Mini, which is basically that Jeff Goldblum fancy, you know, the famous doing a sexy Ian Malcolm pose where he's laying down after he gets hurt. But that's just awesome. So check that one out. That's the Unmatched Jurassic Park, Dr. Sattler versus T-Rex. Board and Dice this week announced Terracotta Army. This will be out later this summer, probably again about a Gen Con release, and it'll be about $70. So during the game, you're going to be placing the warrior miniatures within the mausoleum and forming groups. Now, your group's miniatures may belong to different players, as denoted by the bases on the miniatures. Now, multiple separate groups consisting of the same type of miniatures may exist within the mausoleum. You'll have many opportunities to score points based on domination and presence. So again, you're talking about area control here. To achieve domination, you must be the only player within the most of a specific resource or type of statue currently being scored. If you're the only player, you have domination. You have to have presence. You must have at least one of a specific resource or type of statue currently being scored. At the end of the fifth round, a player with the most VP wins. This is 2 to 4 players. It's going to be a little, like I said, being born in dice, it's going to be a heavier weight Euro, probably medium to heavier weight Euro. Plays in about an hour and a half to 2 hours. So this one's pretty cool. Now, this was made, one of the designers, Adam Kwapinski, he made the Origins, which is a great, great game. Origins First Builder, which I love. Again, another heavier weight. He also made Nemesis, Lords of Hellas. So a lot of pretty solid games there and will be released by Board and Dice. And finally, Capstone Games will be releasing Catherine, the Cities of Serena for release later this summer, I believe July, August, probably Gen Con again, about $55 for this one. It's got some simultaneous card play with matching kind of the actions or colors to get a bit more, but you have to figure out which area of the game you want to excel at. So do you devote yourself to the development of the fine arts or trade, or do you perhaps prefer to secure arms and thus perpetuate the empire? With each card you hold, you must decide whether to gain resources and use the action on that card or to throw it away to activate another action. So matching up the colors with those actions is how you're going to be doing that as well. This one is the designer Johannes Smidor Koenig, who also designed a pretty cool little dice placement game called Vienna. It's about a 30-minute game, 3 to 5 players. Vienna is about a medium weight kind of dice placement. Never really caught on over here, but I'm really looking forward to getting a copy of it because this is a really pretty cool game. But again, Catherine, the Cities of Serena will be out this year. And this one looks pretty cool. About an hour and a half to play this one and 2 to 4 players as well. So let's go head on over to Kickstarter's. First up, Game Toppers 3.5, upgrading every game you play. This one's got about 2 weeks to go. The Game Toppers and Berkey, he does a great job with just such amazing game tables and Game Topper kind of tables to play your games with a lot of different ways to kind of change up your table, basically, or your game topper. You've got mats, you've got tops to them. There's a lot of different modular ways you can do on there, so I won't really mention the price on any of these because there's a lot of different things, because you got like kind of the standard $800, then you can kind of get the outer side. You can kind of mix and match to how you want to make it. But these, I highly recommend these, checking this one out. Again, it is this Kickstarter is on for about another 2 weeks, and that is the Game Toppers. If you're a train enthusiast or train game enthusiast, Age of Steam Deluxe Edition, also now up on Kickstarter. This will be one you'll have to get in on pretty quick because as of this recording, there's only a few days, so you'll have to get on there. This has the expansion volumes 1, 2, and 3, which is 13 new maps for Age of Steam. Again, if you're a train game, I'm not a huge train game guy, but these are just wildly popular, heavier kind of train game and kind of economic type games. So you can get in there again, modular. You can get different volumes for about $48, or you can get a bunch of them. We can get the Age of Steam Deluxe for about $80, or you can get in and get all of the new stuff for, I believe, about $94, or the all in for $245. So there's tons of great ways to get in on that. Next up, from Gamelin Games, we've got Tiny Epic Vikings, The God's Fury is Rising, Sail to New Lands, Conquer, Settle, and Defend, all for their favor. This is 1 to 4 players, plays in about an hour. This has got drafting, area control, and really cool. I really like how he kind of keeps changing up the Tiny Epic ways. It's like new ways of going, and frankly, I can't believe how Scott Holmes is able to just keep bringing new different mechanics into all this, but he has, and they're all pretty much great. I did just do a top 5 Scott Holmes game, so you might want to check that one out as well. But the way you do the drafting in this game is very cool, and the way that the different gods have their own tracks and kind of how you up their fury, so to speak, all depends on, you know, all goes towards the end of the game there. You can get in on this one for about $25 or deluxe for $30. This is, of course, well funded and about a week and a half to go. Speaking kind of a game that kind of reminded me of Tiny Epic Galaxies, this is going to be Microcosmos. You're going to terraform planets, create colonies, and bring back survivors to their homeworld. This has got about 3.5 weeks to go. It is funded. It does look pretty cool. This one is from Thistory Games, kind of a pickup and deliver way. You can kind of ally or diplomacy with the different worlds, and you kind of, you know, picks up kind of changes the routes a bit and what you can do with your kind of player powers and such, but in a smaller type box. I like this one a lot. I really like the art in this one. Looks fairly cool there, so check that one out, Microcosmos, and you can get in for this one for about $23 US, probably be a little bit of shipping, because I think this one's gonna be shipped from overseas. Next up, we have Trailblazer, the John Muir Trail, about 3 weeks to go in this one is funded. A pretty cool little, really good art looking, you know, because it has this whole kind of environmental and parks, you know, the John Muir Trail, in the state parks. Very cool game, 1 to 4 players, about a half hour to 2 hours, depending on how you're playing. Now, in this game, you're kind of getting your resources or getting natural resources as well, and you're using your action points to spend your points and resources and such to get down a trail. You're trying to see different things in the world and score some points that way, but you must get to the end of the trail in order to be able to be qualified to win. But from what I've told from people that have play tested this, it's not as hard as it sounds. I'm not a big fan of games that say you got to do this or else you can't even be responsible for the win. Not my favorite thing, but I hear it's not that big of a deal in this particular game, but it looks very, very cool. It's from Mariposa Games, and it is about $59 to get in on there, and there's also retailer packages to get in there, but it is well funded in about 3.5 weeks to go on this one. Another one that's very short timed, if you want to get on this, Kingdom Builder Empire Edition by Queen Games. I absolutely love Kingdom Builder. This is by Donald X. Vaccarino. It's been out for about, I believe this is kind of the 10-year anniversary, because I think it's been out for about 10 years. Kingdom Builder, an excellent game where you're kind of just have modular boards and different ways of scoring each game, and you're putting each on your turn, you're putting out 3 of your little kind of buildings. And what's cool about this Empire Edition is all the different player colors have different kind of plastic pieces or buildings that are different shapes, sizes, colors, for each player, that we'll be doing here. They also have some pretty cool looking acrylic minis or acrylic chits for when you do acquire the other kind of powers throughout the games. Because as you go up next to certain parts of the game, you will get these little chits that you can flip over once per round that let you put out extra buildings or let you move your buildings around there. So Kingdom Builder is a great game. You can play it on BGA as well. You can get the upgrade starter kit for $59, or you can get the upgrade kit for $149, or the full Empire Edition for $250. So hopefully you've already got Kingdom Builder, so you can save a little bit on this upgrade kit, because all the stuff looks pretty, pretty cool as far as the upgrades go. Next up is one that needs a little bit of help. It needs a lot of help, really, but I did think it was a pretty cool looking game. Caresis, Quest for the Elements. This is by Meeple Squad Games. You take the lead of an ancestral tribe and face your opponents in a paced quest to master the 4 elements of nature. So it's kind of got some kind of tile placement, and as you're placing your tiles, it's going to create different roads and different places for you to go out and quest on, and then you can kind of move the tiles around a little bit, you know, or kind of rotate them. So it's got some cool card play. An interesting little game. Not sure if this one's going to make it or not, but I really wanted to mention because I think it looks pretty cool. About 30 minutes per player. Has a few different modes to it. Solo mode, is team mode, and the competitive mode. So pretty cool. 1 to 4 players. And it's only about $51. So it needs a little bit of help. Or a lot of bit of help. So please, if you check that one out, I don't know this designers or anything, but I just thought it looks like a cool game. And I like to see some of the money get spread around, since some of these other games are well funded. So you can use a little bit of love there. Another game that is well-funded, about a week to go, is Battle Crest. This is by Dustin Dobson and Milan Zvocic. And it's also put out by, this is from Jason Tagmeier and his company, Button Shy Games. All these Button Shy Games are great, and they fit in these little kind of wallet compartments. This particular game here is kind of a skirmish game. It's a tabletop skirmish game for 1 to 4 players. And of course, every one of these games are basically 18 card games. And this is also comes with a solo expansion, and this is all for $12. Again, Tagmeier and Button Shy, they put out some great, great games. And the art looks great in this one, and this should be no different than any of the rest to check this one out. Again, you can get this one for $12. That is Battle Crest. And finally, I got a couple more small ones, but I don't have links for them. But the great NATO alerted me to this one. This is called Vault. This is a print and play roll and write game. So it's got 18 different levels to it. So it looks pretty cool. Like kind of as you're rolling the dice and kind of unlocking different parts of the vault to get the different amount of kind of diamonds or scoring tokens, scoring diamonds. Each one of these has, you know, again, there's different levels that you play. So you're rolling the dice as you're kind of trying to either using the dice or combining dice to cross off different things on the board. But it's nice and cheap. It's only $5 to get on it because you can. It's a print and play. You can also get a voice or video call with designer as well for $50. But this one looks very cool. Of course, a very small, level, $150 is what it needed to fund. So it is well funded, but about a week to go. But I really like these sort of things when it comes to, kind of roll and writes, unique roll and writes. And again, since you're just going to get the files and print them out yourself, very, very cool. I did mention that was it, but I do have a couple quick hits. Thunderstone Quest, the expansion, going to be two expansions will be out on Kickstarter. They should be out next week. I won't have any links to them because I don't have any preview pages that I saw, but just look for, if you're a big Thunderstone Quest fan, look for them on Kickstarter as well. And another one that I don't have, but it's going to be out on May 17th, which is probably about when this will drop. Artemis Project, the expansion, Satellites and Commanders will be on Kickstarter May 17th. But Artemis Project is so, so good. Such a great game. Kind of a, kind of dice as workers. Highly recommend, even if you don't get on as Kickstarter, you might want to check out the base game because it is a ton of fun. Absolutely love Artemis Project. So thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. And please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And check out the Geek All-Stars podcast where myself and my co-host Chris do about a three-hour show just about nothing, but all things geeky, games, and movies, TV, and a little bit of everything. So as always, I'm Gan, Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in 2 weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.